RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now let's go to the sports desk and Darren Frehill.
Katrina, good morning. The Tyrone footballers could yet withdraw from the All-Ireland Football Championship this year. They are concerned over player welfare as a number of their squad recover from COVID. Now, this Sunday's semi-final against Tyrone and Kerry has been delayed by 6 days to allow these players to get back on track and get out of quarantine. The Tyrone County Board say they'd requested a 2-week delay until the final week in August, but that this has been turned down by GAA officials. Tyrone have indicated that they'll make a final decision on whether the game will go ahead this coming weekend. Now, the county chair is Michael Kerr, and these are his quotes, very strong actually. He says, "This is about player welfare. It's clear that our players will not be ready to engage in a high-intensity championship game so soon after being directly affected by the virus. While we appreciate the postponement, which allows us to be able to field a team, our request to have the match put back until the following weekend would have allowed us to be able to field a team that would be properly prepared and be in a position to do itself justice in an All-Ireland semi-final." So strong stuff there from Michael Kerr, chair of the Tyrone County Board, and we'll have a lot more on this story in the next hour. The TG Cahir All-Ireland football semi-final between Cork and Meath has been moved to Croke Park this Sunday, and that's as a result of the postponement of Tyrone and Kerry. So that's really good news for them. It'll be played after the under 20 football final. Another good result for Cork hurling last night. Their Miners beat Waterford by 11 points to become Munster champions. Soccer, Blackburn Rovers are interested in signing the Irish attacker Michael Obafemi from Southampton. Kelly Harrington, as we've been hearing in the news, and the remainder of the Olympic team will return home this afternoon. The boxer sports psychologist Kevin McMenamin is also on board that flight, and he had to step away from the dub squad to work at the Olympics, but he's not ruling out a return to the camp just yet. He spoke to the Game On team last night.
It wasn't the easiest decision. Obviously, it was kind of it was something that I thought long and hard about. Look, it's my job. I love my job as much possibly as I love my sport and career. So missed a few weeks out, all right. But look, it is what it is, and I just have to accept it that, you know, I'm not going to be able to be involved as much as I would like with football this season. But we'll see how it goes. There's still a bit of time left in the year, and see how I can impact over the next few weeks.
Yeah, hugely experienced. We'll see what happens there. Finally, the Paralympics will take centre stage in Tokyo next. The 29 strong Irish team fly on Thursday. Jason Smith will be on that plane. It's his fourth games. He's hoping to win a sixth gold medal.
So always the pressure associated with that. In any situation, really, that you're going in with the expectation of, or everybody's expectation of you winning, then I would say in that situation, you have nothing to gain because you can't do any better than winning, but you've got everything to lose. But this isn't my first Paralympic Games. As you said, this is my fourth, so I've been around long enough and experienced enough to learn and know how to deal with it. And for me, it's just about thinking about myself and the things I can control and influence, and that's my preparation, and that's how I execute a race. And I know if I get those things right, then, you know, I'm in a good position, and I'll be happy with that. Probably kind of two things with it is to enjoy it, and I'd nearly say is to just let things happen. So when we get to these big moments where there's a lot of pressure, it's very easy to start forcing things and get caught into the expectations and the pressure. But for me, if you can enjoy it and just kind of let things happen, then your performances usually come with that.
Yeah, he usually does put in a big performance. Jason Smith there, that is your sport for now.